better? Can you hear me now? Before I present this paper, Cross Light Through Color 2, and to do a kind of little introduction about my concerns, and remember some words, some sentence, not very new for all people, but I think it's good to rethink that sentence about is essential to understanding contemporary art, the relationship between art, science, and technology. To remember that technological innovation is only important in art if it implies new relationships, new ideas, new utilizations, leading to a new consciousness. Of course, of people know working with artistic purpose, we only use the technology when we need or we feel we need to change something or in our process of working. Not the technology in itself, of course, but like a medium, like a tool to pursue, to go forward in your ideas and materialized ideas. It does not mean that traditional ways of making art has been exhausted. Today we live in a time of synchronization where we have a mix of universal language and transdisciplinary multimedia offering new ways of appreciation, joined together different cultures. The characteristics of images produced by electronic means are different from earlier images because they apply for the presence of the observer, its physical and psychological perception, to carry out the sensorial experience. This is, in my personal view and my personal work and my personal research, is fundamental because my background is from fine arts, and when I finished my graduation, I have a grant from Fundação from Carlos Gulbenkian to apply to research, develop, to use. I have the opportunity to use holography in my kind of artistic work, and for me, I'm very attracted with the white light transmission hologram. When I saw the first hologram like that, I spent a lot of time looking of that feeling. I'm going into that kind of image. And the feeling was so strong that I thought there are something special in that apply to have the color, the light color in your purity. In the beginning, I'm not attracted exactly for the speciality in 3D image, but the strongest of the light color. Because I'm doing, in my paintings, I'm using acrylics, big paintings with acrylic inks. And suddenly, when I saw that, that is what I need to use to develop my artistic work. But pursuing the work, and producing and learning how to do some kind of holograms, I found when I showed that for people, the way to look at them was very strange. And doing like the Germany, I don't remember the name, with the children, that's speaking, the people are in front of doing something, things with the body. And I found that the necessity to explore that kind of way, how we use the body to see the around the world. I concept that kind of the work like a peregrination, like a walk in the light, first looking outside, looking with part of body, going into the piece and walking inside the piece. This one and this one have holograms inside other is another hologram is a telescope from a physics lab department. I change inside the I paint inside blue. I put a light blue. I change the lens. The collocation of the lens. Usually, when we look at the microscope, upside in that part is open, and you can see the stars with lens. But I put the lens in that part, and we look into. You have your own eye, and when that is opened, and is open that part of the top, you have an hologram of an eye, and eye, and they have a little mechanism with music inside. Like a children, memories, throwing things like that. In that piece, I used the same hologram, the same image, but with a different position of the lens in the reconstructions. And the difference they have with so small chance, and you have different image, like the two sculptural pieces. They are exactly the same shape, but because I turn some movements, they seem different. And in that piece, before I finish the piece, I do a movie with myself into the piece and go, and I project in a retro projection in that part. When people go in the piece, someone is coming to see who is in the piece inside. In the other, I put a mirror, and when people and I with blue. Environment. These pieces have sounds from John Cage about birth, about sounds of the body, to have some kind of environment and to be special to the way how to look at. And this one, we have the hologram up in the top. And this one, you have only a projection laser. Because the objective of the aim of this work is to see to that light is to give people to think that light could be the object of art in itself. We need light to see things, but light could be in itself the object of art. In that case, a line. In that case, a laser line. Well, when I pass from that kind of works to use digital holograms, I have the opportunity with a grant from Portugal to develop a work in the Montfort University, working with Martin Richardson. And we do a series of digital holograms and lenticulars. They are filmed with a digital camera and printed in Giola, Lithuania, and measuring 16 for 50 meters. That kind of, the name of this work is Changing Thoughts, and that kind of the viewer can see some kind of things, and then they change little when in final appreciation. I use myself looking performance in each of the pieces because I want to have the opportunity to look out. I'm inside the work, myself inside the work, and in the hand, I'm the viewer of the work. And understand how that, in my mind, in my kind of research, that can result. For example. Perhaps I prefer to do that. I can do that, but I prefer to for one side and another side, and not only for the right. I choose to do that in white and black movie, but because the chemical processing in the hands, we have some green colors and some magenta colors. I choose a kind of look from 19th century because I want to see the contrast in the new and nowadays technology and the kind of not so nowadays kind of looking. In this piece, it's very important to see the problem if the hologram is not very well lighting, very strong, because that digital holograms need to have a very strong lighting, and the shapes of the arms don't seem so 3D, it's more flat. With a good light, the arms are very, very normal arms, more 3D arms. Well, after that work, I have opportunity to pursue because my grant is renewing, and I'm interested to research now with the colors, using colors, digital holograms, printing color, full color, and creating another series, the cross light through color one. And at the same time, comparing, using the camera from Geola, the Canon EOS 3, which changes with Geola focusing all the time to the center when it's moving, and the camera and the Sony not prepared for Geola, and when it's running it's not looking at the same time but for points, and in final we have different kind of pictures image, sorry, in that kind for reason. Because the frames are not so equal, it's more difficult to work in Final Cut and have the sequence so equal than using the Canon. And that kind of look more red. We use the red light, of course, but it's very red, the movies from Sony. And I prefer, in my opinion, I prefer the kind of picture from Canon. This the same kind of performance using different cameras. Previous Canon, this one Sony. And the during the process, the color is changed. In the beginning, this is real color you have in the studio, in that hologram. Not this one, but the first one. We have the blue, and no, why it's not working? You see, that is what the environment you have in studio. And this one, the Sony camera is changing colors. The first movie is blue. In second, it's going to green, because that we choose in the next series of holograms to use a white support and using the camera in the different collocation with near 45 degrees and creating another kind of environment, another kind of space, and using the white support I have that hologram in digital printing from Sony, but I do many movies with a Sony camera and with a Panasonic camera, but I don't print that because it's very expensive to print. But the colors are all time changing, not so equal than you have with the Canon camera from Geola, changing inside. The question is not only you have small cameras that you can use in the rail, but the question is if you have the camera with change made by Geola, because the sequence is very, very, very similar. Now, because this is a work in progress, I'm pursuing that kind of space, creating more deeper space, more using more shadows, with objects you have in space, objects not in space in the frame, but creating crossing in the floor. Another kind of the shapes, and to also to have static things and moving things at the same times. And I'm working and researching how to improve that kind of pictures. in the kind of conclusions, I have the point of view. I will speak about technological. It's very interesting, and I like very much to work with that kind of and building things in the studio. And it's very nice to do work with different cameras, comparing the different environments, different colors, different shapes I can have. But the difficulty is in the hand to digital printing. It's so expensive, and you need to do more experiments all the time. And if you do print all the Amazon for experience, you don't have money to pursue any kind of work. And you need to have all the time in your mind when you are creating that kind of works. The kind of moving you need to do is need to be very slowly. The colors in the environment in studio when you are working need to be very, very strong and clear, because the tendency to digital printing is to be very dark. And in the when you put that kind of holograms in exhibitions, need to have a very strong lighting, because you don't have the real image if you have a few light and so on there. It's okay, I don't remember nothing at the moment. If you have some suggestions, can I can I say to something more? I finish, thank you.
Any questions? Could you come? Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of technical problems, like with the camera, to solve. Do you would agree with me when I hear your whole project that it's to make art in holography has something to do with how much budget you have, or and not related to your creation? Or what would you say is the conclusion?
Can you say again, second part?
I said, would you agree that holograms, I mean, we saw Chris Levine made some wonderful work, that holography is a matter of having the right budget than just the artist, the artistic content. It seems to be a lot of solvement of technical problems, like having the right camera. A lot of the registration things is known. You can register it if you make 3D movie like the Avatar, and you have the budget, you have no problem with registration. So, it's everything has to do with money. The technical problem are all solved. So, major restriction, isn't it?
Yes, of course. I only can do that work because I have a grant. If I don't have a grant, it's impossible for me to do that kind of work. We don't sell the holograms. The marketing about holography is very short in artists. I'm speaking from the point of view now of the artist. The market is very small. The exhibitions about holography, I'm happy there are a lot of. I don't know if people sell that or not. I think there are a confusion. I don't know if there are people in Belarus in Olo Expo conference. I don't know if people assist from the paper from Pearl John. And she says a very interesting thing, very important. That thing is there are confusion about display holography and artistic holography, and that kind of artists work to the markets. And display holography is the market of art. It's different from the market of the merchandising, from the market of the market products for sale, things about Nestlé, for example, about the pharmaceutical industry. Mm. The market of art, there are collectors. It's okay, collectors, the word, yes. Collectors. And the market of art is related with museums. And the museums, not all the time, are. That depends, of course, the curator in the museum. Not only of the curator, but that depends if is a open mind for new things. Every kind of art, when they appear, different codes, different rules, and not all the time when they exist in the contemporary time is accepted for the social system, and that spend time to be accepted. And some kinds of next generations, I think in 20 years, holography perhaps will be very easy to be accepted, very easy to sell. It's not very, very old thing, very old, yes. Holography in art is from 68 years old. Photography perhaps spend more time to be accepted like a kind of
excuse me, but this is a great conversation for follow-up through the week, okay? no, I don't mean to interrupt. It's just
thank you.
No, it's yeah.